Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Prophet. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, some changes are coming to retirement accounts in 2024. Sure. What changes are coming?
So one of the bigger changes is for Roth 401ks, they no longer have an RMD. Roth IRAs never have an RMD, but Roth 401ks will not have an RMD. The other big change relating to RMDs, and there's several of them. One of the big ones is the penalty on an RMD. In the past, if you missed taking out your required minimum distribution was 50% of what you're supposed to pull out. Now that penalty is going to drop to 25%. And hey, if you catch yourself and you report it, it could be 10%. So that's pretty cool. There also is a new 3-year statute of limitations on the IRS. If they don't catch a missed RMD from within 3 years of your tax return being filed, they can't go back and get you unlimitedly. In the past, if you missed an RMD, let's say 10 years ago, the IRS could come back, charge you interest, penalties, and taxes on that money from the beginning. Now there's a limitation on them. They got 3 years to sort that out. So that's good because that should clean up some of the record keeping. Another big benefit for the Roth, it's all about the Roth this year coming up. And so simple Roth IRAs are allowed, and then SEP Roth IRAs are allowed. In the past, you could really only do like a regular IRA with a Roth or a 401k Roth. Now you can do simples and SEPs as well. So self-employed people now will get a Roth option. And as well as with the Roth, is the amount of money that your employer matches you. So if you get a 3 or 4% match on your 401k, you can say, you know what, I want to pay taxes. My employer is matching me, and I'm going to have their portion go into Roth as well. Now that's kind of a little different, right? Because that income that you've technically received tax-free will be taxable to you, but in the past that money has been tax-deferred, but you are allowed to make the match be tax-free. We're not sure how many employers are set up functionally to deliver on that, because you know the 401k has to be set up for that benefit, but is now legally allowed. So there's probably going to be a 3 to 5 year period when this starts becoming an option as software systems get updated, but that has come.
What if you have two spouses that are different ages, there's an age gap between them? Is there a spousal IRA provision that's coming this year that could be advantageous?
There is. So this year what they're doing is they've got a special provision in law that if, let's say you're 75 years old and your spouse is 60, your 6-year-old spouse dies, then you would be inheriting that money, and then that money would now be subject to a required minimum distribution. In the current law, they're allowing people to use the younger spouse's age, that 6-year-old age, and not have to pull any money out until that person would have been of RMD age. So it's a very unique provision, but in certain rare cases, if you have a younger spouse who dies before they're of RMD age, there might be some tax benefits there to deferring that money until your RMD age.
Perfect. Well, thanks for telling us about that new provision, and thank you for tuning in today. Hope you have a great day.